Today's daf Maseches Eruvin daf Nun Gimel. A new parak takes us from a Mishnah teaching halacha about measuring the tchum of an entire city, and the opening machlokas of Rabban Shmuel of the term that the Mishnah uses ma'abrin with an ayin or with an aleph that's used in the Mishnah, and then we head into a series of dapim packed with beautiful and penetrating agadata. First, focusing on some other debates between Rav and Shmuel, and then expanding into other topics. Today's daf contains the lines that every yeshiva student learns when studying the opening psukim in the book of Shmot. Torah says that after Yosef and his generation passed away, Vayakom Melachadosh Mitzrayim Asher Lo Yedas Yosef, there was a new king in Mitzrayim, new king rose up in Mitzrayim, and he didn't know who Yosef was. Rashi quotes over there on Chumash Ar Gemara, which is also found in Masechet Sota, Daf Yod Aleph, Rav and Shmuel have a debate, the meaning of this pasuk. Chad amar chadash mamash. One says the king was actually a physical new king, and the other says chad amar shnas shenischad shuk zerosav, that he has new policies. It's the same king, but he has new policies towards the Jewish people. The one who said it was a new king is focused on the words melech chadash. In fact, it says it was a new king. And the latter opinion is focused on the fact that it doesn't tell us of the death of a previous king. Therefore, it's the same king with new policies. But how could the same king possibly not know who Yosef was? So his answer is the king did know who Yosef was, but chose to act as if he didn't know who Yosef was, justifying his new unfavorable policies towards the Jewish people. Our Gemara does not tell us who of Rav and Shmuel authored these interpretations. One approach, which is not local to this teaching, is anytime we have a Chad Amar, V'Chad Amar usually follows the pattern of the first sage to be named, is quoted first. More on this in a bit. But let's take this debate a bit further. How the opinion would say, the one that said Chadash Mamash, it was actually a new king, how would he respond to the claim that there's no proof of the death of a prior king? Doesn't say anywhere that there was the king that died. So one approach is that Shmos is not a book, the book of Shmos, is not a book that cares to tell us about the line of Egyptian royalty, the monarchs, one after the other. But rather, we need to know what's just the information that we need, how it impacts the Jewish people and Jewish history. Therefore, it's irrelevant what happened before. We need to know there's a new sheriff in town. A different pshat, which I don't think they taught us in yeshiva, is from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which is a very interesting pshat, that the previous king, actually the last 40 years of his life, was none other than Yosef. And guess what it says about Yosef in Psukim? It says that he died. So it does say that the king died. The king's name was Yosef. And within the second pshat, of Nischat Shukzerosav, that it was the same king, just new policies, is based on the fact that there is no, it doesn't mention explicitly that anyone died, and there was no appointment of a new king. It doesn't say Vayimloch either, uses the word Vayakam. Therefore, the plan was all Paro. However, the Medrash Tanchuma says that Paro actually rejected the citizens' request to harm the Jewish people. He says, how could you not have appreciation, and so on, and only after being dethroned did he have a change of heart. Just keep in mind, this Paro would have to be quite old to have been alive for Yosef and the Makos and Yetzias Mitzrayim later on. There's the Taurus, now there's the Taurus Chaim, one of the Achroni Aposkim, that in Hilchos Mekach Memkars, in the laws of transactions, this Machlokas of Rav Shmuel can be applied in the following way. If someone says to their friend, I'm selling you a Bayis Chadash, I'm selling you a new house, but it's actually an old house. And then they went, they painted it, they replaced the windows. So according to the opinion, says Chadash Mamish, that would actually be a faulty deal, Mekach Taus. And the person could back out. You didn't give me a new house, you gave me an old house. All you did was paint it. But the other way, there was a Chiddush, Yischachuk Zerosev, it's the same house, and all you did was add something new. So there the sale would stand. Comes the Marsham in Chela Gimel, Simon, Shalosh Shuvas Chela Gimel, Simon Shin Nun Vav, and says, in a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we have a principle in Shas, throughout Shas, that we follow Rav in matters of Isser Veheter, matters of Asur and Mutar, and Shmuel in the laws of monetary laws, and Dine Mamonos. We don't know who said what. We don't know if it's Rav or Shmuel. Therefore, we have a principle that when we deal with the laws of Mamon, of Dine Mamonos, when there's a Psak, when there's a Safek, we go lakula, therefore the person can back out. However, Rav Avadya brings in more than one place in Yabia Omer, for example, in Orachaim Chelek Beis Simon Gimel, that we have our pattern. First name is the first opinion, so it says Rav. Therefore, Rav is the one who said Chadash Mamash. According to Rav, you could back out, but for Shmuel, you can't back out. And who do we paskin like when it comes to monetary manners? We paskin like Shmuel. Therefore, according to the way that Rav Avadya understands, person would not be allowed to back out in such a case.